Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Adulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Adulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to adulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
So this is a special bonus episode. We promised that we would share stories, some embarrassing, maybe some serious.
And this is definitely us learning to adult at our age.
This is a tale of woe and challenge. This is like level 10 Dungeon Master stuff here. It's the tale of the square peg and the round hole.
Well, at least our square peg and round hole.
So recently, we had to replace our bathroom vent fan because, well, it's old like us, only unlike us, it doesn't work anymore. So we had to get a new one. It stopped working.
Well, and because I typically pass, I don't know, every Home Depot in our state, I was like, no worries. I got this. I measured the circle, went down, found a vent fan that was a circle, and bought it and brought it home.
Well, on the way home, I found out that the missus was on her way home, and I thought I'd get ahead of this. So like any other red-blooded American guy, I demoed the ceiling, the vent fan. I took it out, not so nicely.
No, he took it out and broke it and threw it out.
It's gone. And I was very proud of myself. I was looking at this beautiful circular hole right through up into our attic. And I managed to not break anything that I wasn't trying to break. I thought I did very good.
Right. And I came in with our brand new fan, opened it up, and we both stood there looking at each other because we had this perfect circle in our ceiling and we got a brand new circle light. But unfortunately, ours was so old, they don't make a circle-shaped motor anymore, and ours was square.
Thus enter square peg.
Round hole.
That was day one.
Yeah, this vent fan that should have taken us, I don't know, an hour at best, became a three-day project.
But we're more familiar with the inventory at Home Depot and Lowe's.
And Amazon.
And Amazon.
So we wound up having to go return the one I bought, buy another one, open it at the store, make sure it would fit. Then it wouldn't, return that one, actually never even purchased that one, and start from square one.
Then we had to hit the interwebs. Now, we returned the one to Home Depot. We went to Lowe's to discover that it's eerily similar what items are in stock at Home Depot and Lowe's, and that most ceiling fans today are square pegs.
Correct. They don't make, at least not that we saw, not that we found when we were looking, round motors anymore. They're all in a square box.
All square peg to go in my round hole.
Right. And from the Wayback Machine, when you used to put in a ceiling fan, you would cut a hole in your ceiling, fit the fan through it, attach it to the studs above it. Not how it works anymore.
Right. They sit just on the top of the sheetrock or whatever ceiling material you have. And the fan itself secures itself to the square peg so that it squeezes whatever ceiling material you have in between.
Right. But when you have a square box and a circle, you don't have those straight edges to attach it to your sheetrock, which is where we found ourselves.
And another pro tip, when they put round ceiling fans in the
80s,
back when hair was high and Camaros were cool, the hole is pretty big based on today's square pegs. So we had to actually order a bigger square peg than our round hole.
Yeah, and then we had to cut the round hole into a, I don't even know what to call the quatrefoil.
I do believe the technical term is a fucktangle.
Then we had to go online because we needed brackets to hold it to the studs, which, oh yeah, don't come with ceiling fans today. So that was another day of waiting for the right brackets to come. We finally got the job done. It's up. It's working. It's quiet. It does what it's supposed to.
In the meantime, for those days, I was able to use a patio cushion and a pizza box to close the hole in our ceiling.
The attic's cold.
It is cold this time of year in New Jersey where we are.
That's our round hole square peg story, just so you guys are aware that it's not easy for any of us to be adults.
Well, and a couple things also worth noting. I often tell our children that they should use the internet for productive things, such as looking up how to fix things or do things on the internet. YouTube's a great example of this. You can find, and by the way, if you do that, look at more than one video just to make sure you're finding the right resources. Out of frustration, and there were no curse words because I don't use those. No curse words involved at all. I finally went to YouTube and I started doing a little bit of research, and lo and behold, the first video comes up and it's a handyman, and he's explaining how if you have one of the round ceiling mahakases, that you can simply replace the motor.
So we could have gently taken down the old one and replaced the motor and put the whole thing back up and been done within an hour and several hundred dollars less money. By the way, that's when he's fibbing. That's when the swear words came out.
True. I put soap in my own mouth.
You're tongue-tied now.
Yeah.
Still thinking about it.
It was a stressful adulting moment, for sure.
So we're sharing this ridiculous square peg, round hole circle to let you know that it never ends. Adulting is hard. It's work. But it leaves you with some funny stories.
And the replace the motor tip works because I did it in our other bathroom. $24. I could have been done for $24. Yet several hundred dollars and days later, I got the square peg in the round hole.
Hope you enjoyed our bonus episode. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.